I hurt my hand today.
What'd you do? Oh, filming?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It really hurts. It hurts bad.
It's like a finger or like your hand itself?
It's like right here.
Oh,
so it's like
a bone.
I guess. It's one of those things where you can't really describe to people yeah. and you sound like a wuss when you say my hand hurts.
Yeah.
But it hurts really bad.
When I was in karate class,
yeah.
one time I was like, yeah, like, you know, having to like stop in front of a wall. Like learning my control, but I didn't have control, and I boom right into the wall, and it hurt really bad.
You know what? That's a stupid class because they're having kids like throw punches at a wall.
Yeah, to like learn to control.
I remembered in the 90s, I used to have this class at CYT Christian Youth Theater called Stunt and Combat, and they made you do these things like break a bottle over your head and like learn how to stunt fight.
Yeah.
But one of the things was they had you jump off a roof. Onto a mat.
Whoa.
And they told you, like, all right, when you jump out, you want to kick your feet out in front of you and land on your back, because if you land flat on your back, it won't hurt. But if you land on your feet, you will compact your spine and
right.
fuck yourself up.
Yeah.
It was a Christian youth theater school. They didn't say you fuck yourself
they
up.
They didn't say that.
You know, in the most Christian way possible, they said that.
Say so
you know,
and wait, hold on. So I was 9 years old, and they made me go up on the roof, and it was like you have to jump off this 10-foot roof, and I'm at the edge of the roof thinking like, okay, you have to kick your feet out, kick your feet out. And I jump, and I kick my feet out and immediately pull them back in, like
uh-oh.
Out of instinct, and
right.
just put them beneath me, and I hit the mat, and I completely like, and fucked my spine up.
Oh, man.
And that, too, was a stupid class. And I was thinking,
damn,
they probably don't have that class anymore.
No way.
I don't think they have fourth graders jumping off the roof over in La Mesa.
You know, I think back to
anymore.
Stuff all the time that's at school that wouldn't be now. And I remember when I was in first grade, they had a Halloween, like a Halloween festival
yeah.
or whatever at my
oh,
school.
Yeah.
And they got an old car and just let every kid come up and smash it. I'm not
oh,
kidding.
That's cool.
We could go take turns. It was like, all right,
did
like,
they give you a hammer?
Like if everybody got a ticket, it's like, all right, cool. All right, you get to do, you know, yeah. Here's you can throw
bat.
A rock at it.
Whoa.
Here's a baseball bat. Yeah, cool. And you get to smash it. But everyone was having a good time, like taking a turn. It's like, I'm gonna go for that window. Yeah, boom. It was fun. I just think back, like, wow, there was so much glass flying, and like they would never do
yeah.
that now. I don't even know why they did it then, honestly, but hey, it was
in
fun.
In that same karate class, my sensei always used me as a, like, I never flinched. I was,
yeah.
whatever, he did stuff on me.
Wow.
One time he
teacher's
fucked
pet.
Up and he knocked me out. Like, because he had no control.
I've heard about this.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He was like, boom! And then.
And that is why you should always flinch.
Didn't he have
yeah.
to tell your mom when she came to pick you up, like, hey,
oh,
I'm sorry, but
I
knocked out
I don't
Sean
think
today?
He did.
No, he didn't tell her.
I don't think he told her.
And he probably
her?
Told
no.
the rest of the class, like, if anybody says anything,
I'm gonna knock
you
out. You
will be my new assistant.
Oh.
If they take Sean out of the class, I'm going to have to replace him with one of you fucks.
Dude. I mean, you went to dance class, but you did get knocked out in karate class.
Yeah,
like,
so
that's,
oh, no. I'm either... Yeah, so I'm balanced out, so I'm
yeah.
kind of cool.
Kind of.
So,
not really cool.
You
cool.
turned out okay, right?
Yeah.
So just goes to show you, if you got to hit your kid, do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's really...
Knock
like
out.
The society says don't, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But hey, you're being a little shit.
Just don't let anyone get it on video.
You know
that's
what I
thing.
Yeah,
actually,
don't film it.
Don't you
let
know what I thought once? It. Honestly, it should be legal.
Yeah.
For okay. God.
Oh wow.
No, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
We're changing laws.
It should be legal for anybody to be able to hit any child.
Right?
Whoa.
Sean,
but,
when you edit this on Tuesday, write legally binding on the screen.
But within reason.
Anybody.
Like,
oh, within
like
reason.
If any kid is being a shit.
Yeah.
You should be able to discipline them with corporal
oh.
punishment.
This is good. No gray area here. This is cut and dry.
And listen, I'm going to use proper talk, because if you just say it how you mean it, it sounds bad.
Oh, sure.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let's break it down scientifically. We use the Greek.
If any youth out there starts acting in a manner that is culturally deemed beyond the scope of acceptable, a responsible adult of any nature should be able to discipline them
okay.
with one karate chop.
Yes. Hey.
Yes.
Hey, karate chop?
You speaking like that? I'm on board.
Hey,
feasible.
I just want to say, here's what I'm thinking right now. Kevin and I have Disneyland annual passes.
All right.
And man, the way kids act there, it's going to look like that scene in the fucking Matrix Reloaded with all the Agent Smiths where you're just like, oh,
first, yeah, at first it'll be like that. Ooh, you got a strong. You just hit me.
Sorry.
Like karate
I'm sorry you had to see that.
Watch out, children.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
At first it will be like Rocco said, the burly brawl, little kids being karate chopped everywhere for about a day.
I think you're right. After and that, then, they know that there's karate choppers all over the place, so I gotta be my best behavior.
And then society gets real
Why is it
nice.
Not Young Bucks?
That's right.
Well,
think about that we'll during about the theme song. So, I'll never let you go.
Welcome back. We are here now. The Mega 64 podcast is kind of like a new generation 401. We're on the other side now. 400 happened. And I want to bring something up about that. I have a couple things I would like
about
to bring
podcast
up.
400?
About podcast 400?
Well, let's introduce ourselves and our special guests.
That's
yes.
a good point.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, if you're tuning in for the first time, I'm Derek. This is Rocco, Sean, and Garrett.
Hello.
Our special guest, you may recognize him, Kevin. No, this is
Kevin's behind.
There's gonna be one person real confused.
This is Jabril, our friend. Hey, what's up?
How do you want to do your introduction? What's the best way to introduce you?
Like a drum roll,
bada boom, bada bing.
All right. There it is.
There
classy.
It is.
Classy.
You
say
go.
No more.
Classy.
We're good friends. I'm gonna say we're good. We're best friends with you in the San Diego film community. You've helped us out a couple times. You may remember him from VG Fact Checkers.
Yeah, the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance video.
That's right.
Quick
That's right.
cameo in that. Yeah. But you have like your own channel and stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's
can I plug it?
I do science now.
What's it called? Go
it's
ahead and
called,
plug it.
SEFD Science. And then I just ask a bunch of questions and do a bunch of animations and stuff like that. So
cool.
That's cool.
I'll check, there it I've is. Seen it on Facebook as well.
Bill Nye, take a walk. You're done.
Yeah.
His channel is what it's all about.
So, were you inspired by VG Fact Checkers at all?
How'd you know?
You took it into the real world.
Once I had I filmed with you guys that day, I was like, wow.
Science is a feature.
What kind of like science videos have you done?
So it's just mostly stuff that I feel people don't ask questions about.
Okay.
So for example, one question I asked was like, what is fun? Right?
Okay.
And so I did a whole entire, like, 3 days of research on, like, what is fun, what authors say about it, what scientists say about it, and then I made this collective video about, like, my research on that.
All right, so if you're dying to know what fun is, check it out.
You'll know.
They're deep.
Yeah, check out SEFD Science.
And also, good segue, you could watch Podcast 400 in this find that out.
That's what I wanted to bring up. I want to change the subject too much, but... I want to get to the bottom of this. Hey, Podcast 400 came out, was released. Great time. All right. I call into question the editing of that podcast because I thought it'd be kind of a tandem deal.
I agree.
50-50. Oh. You know, one side brings their best, the other side brings their best.
It looked like everyone brought their best from what
and,
I didn't watch the podcast. Did you edit it to make it seem?
Derek, no.
Derek, you didn't watch
it? No.
Now, I thought we did a lot of stuff on the stage at Anime Expo, but I only saw footage from behind the stage when things weren't working and when things were falling apart.
It's almost if they took the worst of our footage.
That's not possible.
And used just that.
Did they
so
cut out all
there
the fun parts?
There was some... He left in the fun footage.
That's there you go.
But highly, highly truncated and sped up and probably... He probably cut a lot of fun things out. I don't even know. I haven't watched the tape. He did. And that's what I realized. The famous quote by Carl Sagan or whoever it was.
Yep. Yeah. Probably him.
The voters do not have the power. It is the man who counts the voters that has the power.
The
golden rule. And so that's what I realized.
Chad here.
That's what I realized. The weak link in the chain.
Exactly.
So
this is like a Rage Against the Machine song. Yeah. Okay. The history books are written by the winners.
Shit, exactly. Okay? Your
but name's like, in my when you're book. On the battlefield, the camera shows two angles.
I feel like if I just released the raw footage of the tape, you pretty much got the gist of what happened with them.
If you watch the raw footage, you know. We had the best time.
If you were at Anime
Expo. RTX was a misery.
Yeah.
And it shows. Mm-hmm. But some clever editing made it look not that way. So I just want to say to everybody out there, hey, Podcast 400, it's out. Enjoy it. But always know there's two sides to every story.
That's right.
Sorry.
Editing is the greatest lie ever told.
Look, the camera shows up to the scene, and they only point the camera one angle. And then by the time they get the footage back to the newsroom, they cut that angle in half. Okay, and how much of the story are you really getting?
Did he even ask you for the stuff that you filmed on your iPhone? Because he didn't ask me for my iPhone.
Did you film stuff on
your
iPhone?
He didn't even tell me.
We all had multiple angles of like two of the events that we did on Saturday.
Well, then you fucked up because you should have.
We had so many angles, you could have done a VR video. You did do a VR video? Thank you.
360. What did you have?
This guy left us on the porch.
Well. Again, it's kind of a gray area who won the fun off. It doesn't really say all the way on the podcast who won. So watch for yourself, and you know, just
ass rabbit.
You be the judge.
All right,
Derek hasn't even seen it. He doesn't even know that.
He doesn't need to know.
Yeah, but he
knows.
Like ass rabbit.
I don't think Derek needs to see it because
I know the way he operates.
If he doesn't need to see it because it hasn't. If we didn't win, if we weren't reported as winners, then clearly it's broken. So what's the point of watching it?
Well, I don't need to see it. I'm hearing right now for the first time.
Anyway,
I'm pissed.
So that's that. So anyway, when Podcast 500 rolls around, we'll just recut what the 400 was. And we'll do the right version.
Okay. My favorite comment was, it's pretty clear Sean edited this one. I edit all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
No, my favorite.
But that's not always clear.
My favorite comments on it were, wow, disappointing short.
Yeah.
Hey, that's like the second longest 100 mark podcast we've ever done. Podcast 200 was at Game Days.
Yes.
And that was actually a full show.
Right.
Other than that, they've all been like 30 seconds. Do you not get the joke by now?
No, my theory is those are newer fans who were never there.
Sure. That's true.
They're jumped in between 300 and 400, so they didn't know what was coming. The hardcore fans, like, they knew the situation.
No disrespect. Hey, no disrespect if you're, you know, if you felt that way, but I'm just saying, hey, you know, expect the unexpected.
He's saying casuals, get out the room, hardcores only. Do your research.
Yeah, there you go.
It's Evo, man.
Do your research before you listen to a podcast. Anyway.
Yeah, it is Evo. Step up your
like
game.
Anybody should. But anyway, so that's that. Anyway, no more drama. Get that.
Yeah,
all posy vibes.
Thank you.
Zoom in on that.
Got that?
He's got a pin that says that. Don't zoom in on that.
You got that, Kevin?
Anyway, podcast.
A gift from RTX. Thank
401. You. 401. 401 error. Error 401. Doesn't the website say that?
No. Blue screen. We have a blue
if
screen.
If podcast saver. 404 came out and it was nothing, that'd be funny, right?
Oh, no, 404 error.
Is that a good joke?
Oh, yeah.
That we should make?
The podcast 404 should be, like, glitched out.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I think it should be, like, a podcast.
Yeah, it should just be, there should be no, we should be here, but we have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Come on, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're on this team or you're off it?
Hey, I got back. Hey, we've all been, you know, since we did those cons and stuff like that, we've been working on some stuff, but we also had some time away from each other. We were going all over the place. At one point, actually, I just got back yesterday from Las Vegas. I was in Las Vegas. And let me tell you, not on
Sorry,
that.
No,
fucking Pokemon Go.
Are
you serious?
What are you going to fucking catch right now? Turn your fucking game
off. This guy was at the center of attention for 5 minutes.
No.
Suddenly starts setting his phone off.
I was shutting it off because I realized I had left it on. And I accidentally touched the screen and it makes a noise.
I turn off all the sounds and music from my fucking game because I'm a spectator.
My leg was getting hot.
Anyway, I never really tried to. I feel like anything that could be said about Pokemon Go has been said.
Yeah.
There were a ton of stops there, but I made an exception. I posted this online on my Instagram.
I saw that.
It was unbelievable being in Vegas, and I didn't even post them all. How many Pokestops were inappropriate? It was Golden Statue's tits here. Oh,
nice.
Literally a picture of her chest. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know what they're doing.
Oh, and another one. And another, this is a statue's butt, okay? And another one. There was a marquee outside, I don't remember which hotel. and it literally said, "This is a Pokestop. Catch them all here." Giant marquee. It was just like, what the fuck is going on here?
Wow.
Whatever happened to being drunk and gambling and like whatever? Man. Now it. Anyway.
You're doing that and playing Pokemon Go.
No, Vegas is for families now.
Is it just.
You know what? It was, and that's phased out.
Now isn't it back to like 21-year-olds?
All the new hotels are like not themed anymore. They're all like the Cosmo.
Nightclub.
They're like
it's about like CJs and EDM. Yeah.
The biggest thing in Vegas now, honestly, business-wise, is alcohol. Like it is all. I mean, not that there was not alcohol before, but in terms of that's their thing, their moneymaker. In terms of it's clubs, it's stuff like
it
that.
It used to be free,
but I was gonna say,
You still get your alcohol.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's true. However, what's interesting is all the like EDM shit and stuff is like the biggest thing in Vegas right now. But what's interesting is those hotels you just brought up, aren't doing as good as the themed ones.
Really?
It's really interesting.
The themed ones are classic.
Yeah, and that's what it's interesting because you know there's such a want to like create like what's next, what's hip, but it's kind of like, and we talked about this before, even when we were talking about like, I think we were talking about like Disneyland or something. I don't remember what it was, but it's like things can be a level of what is it?
This is what we talked
about. Uncool that they are cool.
Disneyland bought Star Wars, and now everything is like sleek Star Wars. Like Kylo
flashy.
Ren. The billboards are all Kylo Ren in the middle of killing you.
Yes.
And then we saw a billboard for Knott's Berry Farm, and it was literally a fat cop with a toy
cowboy
badge, like sheriff's star on. And it was just like, come to Knott's Berry Farm. And I just...
Varmint with a gun.
These billboards were back to back, and I just thought, you know, I'd rather go to Knott's Berry Farm.
Honestly,
like, and the sleek Kylo Ren shit, I'm just like, okay, I get what you're doing there.
And that's...
I want to go hang out with cowboy dudes.
Yeah, because there's a degree of uncool that is really cool, if that makes sense. And that's, I mean, even when we were talking about Disneyland, like, I'm way more into... The shit, like, you know, they have moments with Mr. Lincoln. I don't think that is like the coolest fucking thing on earth, but it's a degree of uncool that it's cool. If that makes sense,
I just think that like the polished stuff, you know, you're getting when it is uncool and crappy, it's a gamble.
Sure,
it's probably going to suck, but it might be really fun.
But also, too, it ties into what I think is true of anything. People love spectacle, and like. If you do it right, that's what people want. And, like, people still... The most in-demand, you know, resort that's down in Vegas is Caesar's. It's still themed. I was there, and they still had fucking Caesar and his guards walk through the casino. And I'm like, they're the only ones doing this. Out of all these flashy hotels, it's nice here, but they still do this. And that's really interesting, because people like spectacle. Like, people like... It's like what happened, you know, they say about rock music. You know, there's people who say Nirvana killed rock music. Now that's not, I mean,
Jared
Nirvana,
said that,
you said that, but I see where they're coming from.
Speechless.
No, but I see where they're coming from in a way that I don't, not that it's their fault. They did something very creative and different. It's a different take and it changed everything.
If you say that, you never heard the Cranberries,
but there was a level of flash in the '80s to rock of spectacle. And then after Nirvana came, it was like, can't do that anymore. And it was like, hard to get spectacle back into rock and roll and stuff like that. It's just, you know, it's interesting. Not that it's literally dead, but you know what I'm saying?
It changed
the game. And so it was harder to like be okay with spectacle and rock music again, you know? And it's chasing that kind of spectacle thing. That's just interesting that people are afraid to do it. It becomes weird to do it. And that's what's happening in Vegas right now is like these new hotels are like, well, we can't theme this after pirates cause that's lame. And they don't. And it doesn't do as well as the one that did that 20 years ago.
I can stay at a nice hotel anywhere. In the
world.
That's
how I feel.
But I cannot stay at a pirate hotel
or
anywhere but Vegas.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
so,
how I feel about it.
As lame as that may be, that's the unique to that city.
Yeah.
So
anyway, so that was kind of my experience there is noticing all that. The reason I went, my family got...
And Trump Hotel is still there.
Yeah, it's true.
Greatest hotel on earth. It's made out of solid gold.
I heard that.
Yep. Oh, my God.
I actually heard that. It's funny that the... people stand there has like drastically dropped down. I've heard like
people don't want to stay there.
That's what I've heard.
That's what they tell you. That's
probably
what the liberal
because
media
then they'll
tells
be
you.
Labeled part of the 1%, and everybody will hate you when you're staying at a solid gold hotel.
That's true. That's
I
a good point.
Anyway.
So the reason I was there, my family. I used to when I was younger go there all the time because I would see family up there. And stuff like that. And so I had family with all these kind of like Vegas connections that would get us into all these things, you know.
Connections?
We're going to leave it at that.
What kind of family is this?
We're
going
to leave it at that.
Yeah.
You don't acknowledge this.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
So we would go up there all the time. And I found out some family, they got passes to, it was the 10th anniversary of the Beatles' Love, which is the Cirque du Soleil show up there. Mm-hmm. It was the 10th anniversary, and so we got to go to that. There was a red carpet event before it, and it was like, yeah, Paul and Ringo are coming to the show. All the existing Beatles-related people will be at this show.
The existing.
Plus, who knows? Yoko? Plus, who knows who else? Yoko. Okay.
I bet maybe John Lennon's house is there. You don't know.
So we actually went to that, and I was at the red carpet.
Wow.
And I got to see and briefly say hi to.
Oh.
You said hi to?
Ready?
Oh, who is it?
Some guy from Entourage.
Hold on. Was it Turtle?
Matt Dillon's brother. Who is that?
Oh, Kevin drama.
Drama.
You don't even know.
Bob Dylan.
Kevin Nealon.
That guy looks
Kevin Nealon's cool.
Ooh, weekend update.
SNL.
Kevin Nealon.
I'm ready for this guy's reaction. Ron Howard.
Ooh, I like Ron Howard.
He saves the best for last. Yeah.
Ooh,
and
happy
but,
days.
But the whole time. Director. But then we were like, cool.
Okay.
Are there Beatles?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, not that I wasn't, you know, hey, great to see Ron Howard, but this is not a Beatles. Like, what are we doing here?
Going back to making your... Movies.
You're leading off the podcast to brag about this show you went to.
When was Mitt Romney?
No, I'm leading up to this.
The Beatles there?
I'm leading up to this. So then it's like, okay, who's next? Who's next? And then it was like two people who were in a soap opera, and it's like, are we just being pranked? Like, what do we do? And my mom was like, oh my God, I know him from Young and the Restless. Okay, what are we doing? I've been here forever. Like,
shut up, Mom.
And it's so funny because these guys, they were all hanging out and whatever. And then Giles Martin showed up, who is the son of George Martin. Produced all the Beatles. Who produced all the Beatles stuff. And, like, he was hanging out and, like, signing people stuff and just talking, cool. whatever. They all hung out. And then, finally, at the end of all those people, just as the show was about to, like, okay, open the doors and let the people in, Paul and Ringo walked in. Oh, hey, what's going on? And they just booked it through the door.
Yeah,
like, all right, see ya.
The life.
Anyway, so the show is awesome. It's always been a great show.
Yeah.
They have visually plussed every sequence to it is insane. Like, every part was such sensory overload that it was like you still hadn't caught up to the last thing that was just on. It was such an onslaught of shit happening. There's a part, my favorite part in the whole thing is I think it was Tomorrow Never Knows, or they did a mashup of Tomorrow Never Knows and Within You Without You, and they pulled the sheets off a bed, and they kept pulling them, and they kept going to the point that they pulled, everyone was under the sheets of the bed. Everyone was covered, I mean like,
the audience
really
was
close.
Covered?
Yeah, the entire audience was under the sheets of this bed. And you could still see the bed on the stage in front of you, but everyone was just under the covers. And they put all the psychedelic shit, they motion projected all of it onto the sheet.
It
was like, what the fuck is going on? That's basically what it was.
They idosed you.
That's honestly what the Beatles idosed us.
They forced everybody to LSD trip.
Yeah.
What if
without
the show,
drugs?
Yeah. The show sucked. And you were just told that it was good with your eye dosing, and they all they did was that.
No way of knowing.
Wow.
They wouldn't let anybody film it, so
massive
no way of
gnosis.
Knowing.
No way
but anyway, the reason I bring it up is, so the way that you watch the show is in a theater of the round, so there's a stage in the center of the theater,
okay.
and everyone's sitting around it. The Beatles literally sat across from me. I was right at the stage, and they were across from me, and it was the weirdest thing, because I watched probably half the show. The other half, I was watching them, because it's Paul and Ringo and their wives just sitting and being regular guys?
Yeah, just hanging
out.
It was weird. It was weird because it's just
another regular guy staring at two regular guys.
It was just like...
this guy's half their age.
It was just like... No, it was just like bizarre.
Hey, I would be there
Paul's
too.
Sitting there and he's like checks his phone. And he's
see, that's rude.
And he's
that's
laughing
rude.
At stuff.
He has his phone. Of course, he's on his phone.
This reminds me of when I used to read People magazine. On my break,
yeah,
or like In Touch is like celebrities.
Are people
they're
too.
Like people too.
Yeah,
they take
magazine.
Up the garbage. Yeah, Us magazine.
They check their emails.
They check their cell phones.
They're in Bill's
but it was just weird. They were just like sitting there, just hanging out, and it was like, what? This is weird. It was just weird seeing. And then I'd get back to the show, and then every now and then they would do something, and then my eyes would catch back to them, and it's just like
ooh,
Ringo turn into someone like. And it's like, what this is.
Did
what?
They like the show? Can you tell?
Was well, so it? When it, what was cool about it is when it was over,
yeah.
they ended the show. Actually, before it started, they actually somebody came out and was like, hey, this is the 10th anniversary show, and we want to thank everybody who came and
right.
whatever. And when it was over, they just gave the mic to them.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we just sat and like they talked for, you know, 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it was really cool.
Did everybody shout, shut up!
I should have done that.
Hurry up!
But they were just sitting and talking about, like, that was really cool. I'd never seen that before. And Paul kept talking shit on Octopus's Garden. Oh, I don't know about Octopus's Garden.
Oh,
I don't know
right.
about that. Well, I don't know about yesterday. How's that?
Poor
I love that those were the verses. Those were like...
Octopus's Garden yesterday.
Yeah. So anyway, it was honestly really cool, but it was really bizarre. You've never seen them in that setting just... I don't know. They were just chilling. It was weird. Anyway, that's all. Wow. That was my whole experience.
Thank you.
So if they would have taken a picture from their seats, you would be in that picture?
If yeah. they took one across, yeah. I would definitely. Yeah. Because yeah. I was right. I was a foot from the stage. I was right there.
Do you? Oh. Did you for a second ever, for a moment, catch them looking at you and think... Maybe they know Mega 64.
I saw them look across.
Maybe they know Mega
64. You should
64.
Have waited.
And you ready for... Actually, you're speaking of that.
Mm-hmm. You should have waited.
We all dressed kind of nice. My dad wore a Mega 64 shirt.
What the fuck?
I didn't... I wasn't sitting... Yeah. I wasn't sitting near him.
It's like wearing a rock band.
What? You never seen your dad?
I actually kind of did. Whoa. Yeah. But we were all in this big area. Yeah. I just wasn't by
you
them.
You should have... said to Paul in any way, shout it like, "Hey, temporary secretary, that was us."
So I was confused by my dad. I was like, why did you want to wear it? Because he wanted like a new Mega 64 shirt, and he ended up wearing it that night. And I was like, why? And he's like, hey, in the chance that Paul sees my shirt, maybe we can bring that up.
Yeah. Oh my That's god.
That's a genius.
Maybe.
Hey! I love your dad.
Yeah.
He laughed too, but he's like, hey, but in all honesty, who knows?
I guess worst case scenario, he's wearing the shirt.
He's got more experience talking to Paul than anybody.
And they were like,
he does.
And it was like, Rocco, you should wear a Mega 64 shirt. No, I'm not.
Dad, no. Dad.
Always on. Marketing. Wear Always thinking hat. Of that yeah. ad sale.
Well, so anyway, all
right.
It was fun. Good show.
That's cool. All. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. We did put out a new video this week.
Yeah.
It's a behind the scenes video for Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Did you watch it? I hope you did. If not, turn this off.
I had so many great interviews about my role in this video, and Rocco cut them all out. So I kind of get what he was talking about the podcast 400. Like, it kind of hurts.
I think that's like.
He just admitted it.
Wow.
Yeah, you do know what it's like.
He admitted his evil ways.
I mean, we only suspected you before. Now there's evidence.
I mean, it's kind of the same because I think they gave you a subpar interview, so I guess it makes sense why it was cut.
What interview was cut?
All right. Talk about filming Final Fantasy and like all the preparation I did.
Oh. We had so many clips of you.
Well, you could talk about it now. That's why
we
we're here.
We had you on the set explaining these things, so I used that instead.
That's true.
Instead of just
what did you want to say? Now is your time.
Well, I didn't say this. I just wanted to say that I did not play the game. And also, I needed to do something. I didn't know what they're talking about.
Limit Break? Yeah.
I remember we explained
Limit Break to you. Yeah. You watched some, YouTube
videos? I did some research. But I want to say that I fucking nailed his ending pose, like, perfectly. But the wind got it. So, like, I could do it inside. Great. But once I got outside, it didn't look nearly as cool. So I did try.
All right. Excuses.
Yeah. I don't know why you cut that, Rocco.
You know what's funny? There is actually a shot in there of you doing it in another time.
Yeah.
It looked really good.
And people in the chat and people in the comments were like, "Well, he actually did nail that."
It looked good.
Because the shots that we used in the actual video were really good, but the wind was picking it up.
It was supposed to be a funny video, so.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It was funny.
Good video.
So anyway, behind the scenes, check that out. And honestly, too, in editing it, I didn't realize that you guys got so much great footage of me freaking out in that costume.
both of us individually were talking shit.
We were talking that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, and I got that too. I got you guys, by the way, obviously it's in the behind the scenes, so I know about it now. The footage of, Rocco, you suck. Yeah, if you want, you suck. You suck.
Because we know you're going to see it.
I remember you.
I saw it.
I remember you like waterboarding yourself the first time in the bay, and then I'm going like, oh, he's going to fucking die. Oh, he's going to die. Oh, and he's going to be editing this and hear me saying this. This is such a bad idea.
I did. Yeah. But no, I didn't even remember being so trapped in that mask and then ripping it off and like slamming it on the ground and sitting down. I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember it.
I remember it, too. Well.
Good footage.
Yeah, it was good.
That was when I knew that we had to leave immediately.
I saw a lot of comments on the video that was disappointed. We didn't include any footage of me telling people to fucking go home.
Sorry, we weren't filming.
We were filming
that.
Yeah. We
that was the while we walked down the street.
That's all been exaggerated. There's no footage because there's nothing to report.
You were so rude to these people.
I gave you the street address. You know, come to San Diego. We'll do a personal San Diego tour. I'll show you every spot.
Come to Comic-Con and he'll reenact it. You'll see the holes in the story.
Rocco's walking around that costume. Just imagine this. A guy's walking around this costume. You go, hey, nice costume. Because he's wearing a fucking weird costume. And Rocco's, go the fuck home.
If you're a Mega 64 fan, Rocco will be really nice to you. If you have no idea who we are and you run up to Rocco and shout, Hadouken, he will tell you to fuck off.
Well, that you deserve it.
Yes, he will.
Hadouken.
There you go. He will tell you to fuck off. He will shout it in your face.
Yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, good video.
So that's out there. Hey, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors this week. We haven't done a podcast in the studio in a while,
yeah.
I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, now's the best time. I want to say thank you to our sponsors this week. Kickapoo Joy Juice. Actually, they sent us a special gift. We'll get it in a second after this next thing.
Okay.
We'll grab it. But Kickapoo Joy Juice. Kickapoo, the greatest soda on earth. We got a fuzzy navel can right there. Is delicious.
So good.
Thank you, Kickapoo, for sponsoring the podcast.
You ever had a Kickapoo?
I have not yet.
We have one in our fridge. Try one right now.
Yeah,
you can drink it hot.
Hell yeah.
It's some say it's better.
On a hot
It's like Dr.
Day.
Pepper.
You know, I saw, a recipe once. A hot Dr. Pepper. Hot Kickapoo.
A recipe for hot soda?
Yeah.
It's a new
from
trend.
From the 50s.
Whoa.
What do you think?
It's a new trend.
Better than birth.
Oh!
Yeah. He was born, and that sucked compared to this.
That's right.
Born
Hell yeah.
Drink
Whoa!
Kickapoo.
Nice. Anyway, go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a case of it yourself. You go to Amazon, you could order some. And hey, follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter, and they're going to give you some amazing things.
And you know what? Do the hot Kickapoo challenge today.
Still
heat
good.
It up, boil it, get it as hot as you can.
It's like tea.
Make it piping hot.
We have a special gift.
And tell us if you like it.
Kickapoo sent us a special gift. We'll grab it in a second. But real quick, I want to say thank you to... We got another box here from... These guys sent us stuff in the past. From Universal Yums.
I'm so stoked.
Yeah, open it up.
Universal Yums and...
May I?
Yeah. If you haven't seen this before, we had it last month.
You want a knife?
Sure.
Universal Yums is sends you a box of snacks every month.
But from all over the world.
Yeah, different territories.
All over the universe, as the name would imply.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
And they send you... They send you a Yum Yum box.
Oh.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, we got America.
It's American Yum.
This is an American themed box.
So,
it's probably the best one because I'm very partial.
Born in the USA. That's what it says. It's the Born in the USA box. Look, it's packaged like an American flag.
Oh,
yeah.
Patriotic.
Greatest flag on earth.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric has just placed it.
I got tripped.
We got hot dogs in there, baby?
We got. What do we have? This is GH. Creator's popped corn. I think she sent us some popped corn.
Oh, it's a Chicago mix.
That's the Chicago baby.
Barbecue potato
America.
Chips. I don't know where these are from. I'm sure they're from
Texas. I'm just guessing.
Texas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
That's in
Route 11 chips. Okay. Straight off the highways of America.
America loves their chips.
Oh, this is amazing.
Abba Zabba.
Abba Zabba.
Oh. Now we're talking.
Oh,
applets and cutlets.
Does anyone else claim this? Because I would love
apple, apricot, and walnut candies.
I love Abba Zabba.
Cheese straws, jalapeno minis.
Whoa, I want that.
Beef jerky, black and white cookie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
straight off the set of Seinfeld.
New York, baby.
And some various pieces of candy and treats.
New York, this is the best.
Hey.
Thank you. Universal Yums. Check them out. What do you want, Eric?
Go to universalyums.com and you can subscribe every month and get a box of this stuff. And it's delicious.
Jalapeno things. I'll try those.
Yeah, share those. What is it? A freeze-dried jalapeno?
I love...
No, maybe.
I don't like when we're doing the show.
Yeah.
Eating. The camera, it's fine. When there are snacks...
Oh, yeah. I can't...
You guys... We can't not try these Universal Yums. We just opened up the box. Oh, there's only four.
Yeah, you don't put Abba Zabba in front of me and not expect me to just put it...
Apricot,
all in my mouth at
once. Walnut candies. Really good.
Damn. The popcorn thing, this is a Chicago mix. It's caramel corn and cheddar corn.
Eat it.
Oh, it's so good.
That was really
good. Oh, my God.
This candy's really good.
Hear it. Crab chips?
I haven't had one of these in like four years.
I'd like to try that.
Oh, hey, you're going to love that.
Oh, wow. Those are really good.
Yeah.
Oh, those are deceptively good.
Should we go into a little ASMR,
No. Everybody loves that.
Yeah. They said no. I got emails saying no more.
You said no more?
Let me try crab chips. I'll tell you.
Those are really good.
I'm going to give you the definitive statement on crab chips.
Rocco knows. Oh, yeah. Let Rocco be definitive.
I'm more of a jalapeno cheese man myself.
I'm going to try that out.
Yeah. The crab chips are interesting. I don't know how to take that, though.
Fried cheese, saltwater taffy. It's all good.
What is that?
Salmon jerky?
Salmon jerky? Okay, we'll
open that in a second. Okay,
let's take a
break. Yeah, sorry. I'm going to have a zabbit.
No more snacks.
Yes.
Check them out for yourself.
UniversalYums.com. You can subscribe and get that every month. Okay. That's good stuff. We should say maybe we should save the Kickapoo surprise for the end.
Okay.
You want to?
Yeah. I'm
gonna do it now.
Because yeah, it's so good. People are just.
I think.
Yeah.
See it.
Yeah. I think people are gonna go ape shit.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Wow.
Okay. Cool. Hey. Hey, what's up? Hey.
Skip that white one in white.
There are a lot of video game stuff. Really?
Oh yeah.
This past week, I mean, we were already kind of blabbing about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I don't have much else to say about it other than that.
I have something to say about it. I have an older phone. I have a Galaxy Note S2. I have an older phone specifically because I believe that the phone industry is bullshit.
Okay.
They can't make phones every year that are fucking that much better than last year's phone.
True. Right.
My phone has done me well. I love it. And I have a collection of phones that I upgraded past and like kept my old phone needlessly because it wasn't that bad. It wasn't broken. There's like a pile of good phones. Old iPhones, whatever. I can't, maybe I need to update my phone, whatever. As of right now, it says I can't get Pokemon Go to play on my phone.
Oh.
That, it's part of the conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh. They're just making these bullshit little codes in their apps. What technology is my phone not capable of? It has GPS. It has a camera. It's got touchscreen technology.
Yeah.
Have we really come that far? Do an SCFD science about this.
Hey, I'm interested.
Why the fuck do we constantly need to update our phones? And if you're a nerd and you have some technical, legitimate reason, I don't want to hear it, okay? Look, just let me be pissed off and agree with me that it's bullshit. That's all. Thank you.
It is, I'm on board with you, man.
It's interesting because I love Apple shit, but it is so – there is such a culture of – well, you got the newest one, right? Of everything.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I really like their stuff and whatever. It doesn't really – honestly – if you have the latest Apple thing, it'll sell for just as much as you bought it for. So you can get the next thing for not that much. But it really is this thing of like, but if you don't, it's like, fuck you.
I went into Verizon. Oh, were you done? Sorry. I didn't want
to that's pretty much it. I mean, I was just going to say they did a keynote recently where they talked about people's PCs. And it was like, yeah, there was a news article about how people kind of took them to task on this. But the guy in the keynote was like, yeah, look at all these stats. These are people who've had a PC more than 5 years. Yeah, this is really sad. He literally said that on stage. Fun. And it's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Some people have a computer longer than
that'd be me.
I feel like if you are constantly throwing away your money on expensive phones, how are you ever going to get anywhere in life? Seriously. Like
that, they want to keep you always saving up or always leasing now the newest phone.
So there's the thing. I have Verizon, and I had a two-year contract that I got like maybe even 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
I went in recently, and I found out that they eliminated two-year contracts and rolled over to a subscription service and had just started charging me and my family a subscription fee, even though we paid for our phones in full 2 years ago.
Well, I was going to say, the fact that you're subscribed to that new one now, you probably can just go get a new phone.
Yeah, you probably walk in.
Like,
state.
Now that you're already paying that?
I don't want
I know, but that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
I don't want to be charged constantly. Whatever. I mean,
well, could you?
It's insane. I know.
Have you updated your phone? Like, this is an update?
As far as Pokemon Go, I'm sure I could update it, but even still, like, why can't
you? No, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, come on. Get the newest, checkerboard?
I had the Galaxy S4, and it didn't allow me to update to Lollipop, which is the latest one.
I don't know why.
Yeah, what are you doing, wafer thin or what?
But if you get the S5, which is the same exact phone with, like, one added button, you can get the Lollipop.
You gotta have that button.
I gotta have the button, I guess.
Man, I don't... Because I know, you know, Apple has iOS 4, 5, 6, whatever... But I don't get what Samsung does. Lollipop. What was the other ones? It was like chocolate wafer.
It's some subliminal shit.
It's like
it's because they
it's Illuminati, dude.
No, it's not. But if they named it something stupid or intimidating, like the lion or the troll, you'd be like, fuck that. Like I don't want the troll.
But that's what Apple was doing for a while. They were cats. Remember, it was like snow leopard.
They named it something like, ooh, the sweet piece of candy that's really small and easy to swallow. And it's like,
oh shit.
Oh, I get it.
Some people are bringing this up in the chat, and it is interesting. But that is a genuine fear with what's going on with consoles right now. And we got a new Xbox. It's still the Xbox One, but we're doing kind of a 4K version. And then PlayStation, we got the PS4.5 coming that some people are scared that it's going to turn into that where it's like, oh, now every 2 years you're like doing something to this box. Like,
yeah.
What is this? Now, let me tell you, I always update to the I pretty consistently. I'll skip some, but I usually get most new versions of the new iPhone. Again, because I can always sell them for almost the same amount that I bought them for. Mm-hmm. So when I get the new one, it costs me nothing. Like, it really, it works out. But there was one year that I didn't get the latest one, and I couldn't sell it for shit by the time, you know. And what I was going to say is, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to eat shit a little bit for something like that, because this isn't even on me anymore.
When you hit it earlier, you karate chopped it.
Sorry. No, but I'm willing to go through a little bit of bullshit for something like that, because my phone is, man, I use that for my business all day long.
Yeah.
I use it for so many aspects of everything I do.
Booty calls.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's 50% of it. But the other half is serious business stuff. And it really helps me in every way. If I didn't have one, I'd be up a creek. Man, I love video games, but I can't treat my console like that. Like that, I'm, oh, man.
But here's the thing. Video games, Netflix, cell phones, everything is going to roll over to a subscription service.
Thing, yeah.
It's going to get to a point where you're going to check your bank account. It's just going to be negative. You're going to be like,
fuck,
10 companies already took my subscription
Hulu
money
got
out.
Me. Did they say anything about these new systems? Like, everything that's released for the PS4, they're not going to have like a 4.5 game or anything like
that. They're saying no.
Because that would be bullshit if that was the case.
They're saying everything will play on everything.
Okay. No, well,
they're going to get you.
If that happens at all, I'm on to you. Sony.
What are you
going to
do, though? What are you going to do?
I'm going to raise a stink about it on my podcast.
Yeah.
So get ready, guys. I will do that.
We're going to need a new, like.
We're going to organize the revolution.
For that.
Revolution will not be televised.
It will be streamed.
It will be on Xbox
Twitch.
Live Gold.
And you don't want me to raise a stink. You do not want that.
Nope. Put your shoes back on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, how do we get started on that bullshit?
Oh, we're talking about video games and Pokemon Go and stuff. Oh, so going back to games.
Yeah.
Trying to think of anything I played.
You thought you said you played
Garrett was Doom 1.
Yeah, Doom 1. I think we brought that up a million times.
Yeah, I always. That's like the one game I keep on my iPhone, speaking of cell phone games, that I'll just always pull out the first Doom and play that on the iPhone. The touch version of that game, I think, is one of the best released versions of Doom.
Really? Yeah. I hate that version.
Why?
It's super quick to just jump in where you left off. The save states are just within the pause menu. And then you can fully customize the size and the placement of your analog stick, your virtual analog stick, and your fire button, and then that's all you need. It auto opens doors when you touch them. If you tap the screen, that's when you would like push on a wall to find an exit.
It's a rudimentary game, right? So it doesn't suffer from.
Yeah, there's no jumping. It's the basic, simple version of Doom.
But you don't like it?
The controls suck my ass.
I think once you get in tune
point
with it,
counterpoint.
Are you talking the virtual?
Fuck getting.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
tune
yeah.
With...
Talking wow. Like the virtual D-pad, but you can move it or enlarge it
see,
to any size
you
want
it
on the
and
screen.
Play a better version.
You can change the HUD so you don't even have to see the HUD.
I changed the HUD.
He's being mean to you. Don't listen to him.
Wait, no, he had a good one. You cut him off.
I'm used to
it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You'll never know. No, I'm just being a trickster. Hey,
no, I just keep playing the same old things. That Metal Gear, the old Doom.
Speaking of old shit,
yeah.
Did you guys all see the thing Nintendo announced?
Yes.
Yeah, the little NES.
Little NES.
Hey, that thing is going to sell out in 15 minutes,
yes.
And everybody is going to whine and whine and whine.
Yep.
Hey, I'm calling you now, and prepare right now. If you want one, start camping out.
Hey, that...
People are going to be fighting for it.
I've been talking to a lot of people my age that are like, whoa, what's the fucking point of this? You can get all these games on the Wii. You can get a fucking emulator. You can get... Hey,
well, they've had knock-off
these things are... this is such a brilliant idea for people older and younger than you.
I agree.
My parents saw it and went, oh my God. It has... What makes it work is it's not just Nintendo's own shit. They license stuff.
Right.
So it's got all the Marios, all the Zeldas, but it's got Castlevania. Thank you. The original Final Fantasy, Pac-Man, Tecmo Bowl. All the bros want to play Tecmo Bowl.
I didn't have 30 games when I was a kid.
No.
So it's going to be pretty much, I'm guessing, library of about 9 games.
Yeah.
Plus 3 times as much stuff.
And, is Mega Man in there?
Mega Man 2 is
in there.
Oh,
the best one.
So my parents saw that, and my mom was like, yep, those are all the games that I want to play. That's it. That has them all.
It's 60 bucks, right?
60 bucks.
Okay.
And my cousin's kids... You know, they're little kids, and they, last Christmas, begged for an NES for Christmas.
Really?
Because they've seen YouTubers play through these weird old games, and they're like, how do you get these?
Oh my god, that's why that's Nintendo's crazy. Doing it.
It's brutal.
Oh, it is why they're doing it.
That's why Nintendo's
doing it. That is why they're doing it.
Wow.
And so anyway, so now you have this little thing, and it just plugs into HDMI. Yeah. The controllers NES complete, the full-size original NES controllers. No, I think they have a cable.
They have a weird connector. It looks like a weird USB connector.
But it's the same connection that goes into the bottom of the Wiimote. So they work with the Wiimote. You can use them on the Wii U.
I just want that controller to use on my Wii.
And they're $10.
Oh, I'll get one. Oh.
So yeah, I think for what they're aiming to do with it, what a great idea, I thought.
You know, any Battletoads?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Battletoads.
I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, like, I have in my car, I have the white, yellow, the RV, what is it, the connector? What's that
AV?
Yeah. Anyways, I have a connector, but there's a HDMI to that connector somewhere. I could put it in my car, and the kids could play Mario and shit while we're driving somewhere. Easy. And that thing is so small, I could put it anywhere.
Solid state,
my God, that's going to be awesome. I'm definitely going to do that.
So, yeah, anyway, so I thought that was a really good
idea. I just think it's funny, because, like, 5 years ago, up to probably 6 months ago, you could have gone into any mall in America and bought one for $20 that had all 600 games on it.
But you know what's funny, though, is the emulation is never quite perfect. And now we have the legit official Nintendo-made thing.
But what about all those great, like, shitty versions of Super Mario Bros. 2?
Yeah, what about 16 games about bees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All 16?
Yeah.
There were Super KKK Brothers.
I do think that thing is going to...
That was a real game.
That was.
That was.
I remember playing all the games through my Nesticle emulator and like going through the list.
Nesticle?
Yeah.
Nesticle.
Yeah. No one else used Nesticle?
Number one emulator.
Yeah.
And it was like, someone like hacked Super Mario Brothers 2 or Doki Doki Panic and made it into like a racist Mario Brothers clone. It was. There were a lot of weird ones.
Cool.
Yeah, and Rock, Paper, Scissors where the girl gets naked.
Yeah.
NES game. We're running a little bit low on time for the main podcast. I know there's some official things we want to get to.
Yeah.
Down there at the bottom.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'm trying to think if there's any other game-related stuff. I don't think so. I think we need to cut through kind of... We've had a lot of fun this podcast.
I've had fun.
I think we need to get serious for a second. There is a segment that has been... there's something that's been missing from this podcast for a long time, and it's been...
Oh, but yeah.
It's been kind of a dark... You know, there's been a darkness in its place, and I've missed it. I think we need to just bring it back.
But before you announce it, I think we should cover the camera, get our Kickapoo secret, blast secret after secret out to everybody.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wait, got a sheet or something?
Yeah.
Cover it.
Yeah, cover the camera.
A cloak?
get shirt off.
You're a break this set.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
What was the point of this?
I don't know. So it's supposed to be a quick transition to get three chairs on the set. Sorry, everybody.
But you didn't move those chairs. Have you
met
anyone that works here? Are you serious?
Blew up in my face.
I want to say thank you. Our friends at Kickapoo Joy Juice sent us the official Kickapoo chairs.
Yeah.
Kickapoo Joy chairs.
We had one of these at Anime Expo, so if you visit us there. And we had a lot of fun with it, which I'm sure wasn't in the podcast.
I didn't see any of that footage.
I had a lot of fun. I pushed Rocco.
Hey, I think can you switch these lights off real quick so we can see the lighting on here? Just real fast.
There should just be the right one.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Can you see that? Is that better?
These are comfortable. Oh, yeah. We are super. We're super comfortable.
Okay.
How's it feel? It
feels good, like when I'm on a cloud.
Now that we're in our comfortable theater seating,
it's
time for a theater performance, ladies and gentlemen. Shakespeare Theater.
What?
Now, a bit of backstory for tonight's performance. I made two videos on my personal YouTube channel. One of them was called The New Ghostbusters is Better Than the Old One. And the other was called The New Ghostbusters Sucks.
Okay.
I did it just to piss people off. I did two videos.
Troll.
Someone on the official Ghostbusters subreddit.
Oh, super official.
Had a response.
Yeah.
And it reads, all right, children, here's another lesson in PR and marketing. This review is called The New Ghostbusters Sucks.
Who in the class can tell me the name of the very last video that Rocco Bodie made was? That's right, children. The new Ghostbusters is better than the original. You kids are so smart. I'm so lucky to have this class this time round. Now, children, why, oh why, would Mr. Bodie make two consecutive videos stating exactly contradictory opinions?
What?
Put down your hand.
Oh, okay.
That's right. This video wasn't made for you.
Oh.
This video is what you would call a demo. Rocco Bodie is demoing his ability to play both sides of the issue. This way, any company who might want to hire him will know that he can and will push any side of the issue that they pay him to. It's a valuable skill for shills. Notice how he described himself, not as a YouTuber, not as a vlogger, or a reviewer. He described himself as an influencer. To let potential employers know what service he is looking to sell. Influence. Pay attention, kids. Make sure to look both ways before crossing the street. Mods, things are going to get really hairy this weekend. Take a good night to get shit-faced. You'll need it. Wow. That's the end.
Thank
of
you.
It.
Sean.
Sean, where'd you go? I lost it.
What the fuck?
Well, where do we go from here? Yeah.
Is this kind of what you were expecting?
Yeah, you wanted this.
Feeling good about it?
The My chairs. Seat's working.
My okay.
seat's working like a charm.
Okay.
We launched your bill on the set.
What? Am I on something?
No, yeah, I got it.
I didn't know that was about a personal YouTube. This has been a very personal Rocco Bodie podcast.
Yeah, it's all about
It's like,
art.
Oh, my trip to Las Vegas. What's, look at this comment on my personal YouTube channel.
What's different from most
It wasn't on my channel.
That video was on the main channel?
You just said that that was on your channel.
It's okay. We're going to recover. We have another bit planned.
Oh.
When I say we, though, it's Rocco. I know he has another.
Well, I'll shut there. Up then.
No.
Oh, thank God. All
right.
Which bit, Rocco?
This is a public service. This isn't even for my own benefit.
Exactly, which is what I thought we were getting to. Go ahead.
Joker update.
What?
Well, mine's good. Viola Davis wanted to pepper spray Jared Leto on his Suicide Squad set.
Nuh-uh.
No. Probably.
What?
Probably because he was so fucking evil.
She said that she only met Leto after the movie finished filming because he was always in character on set.
What an asshole.
So before that, he was only... She says, I was only introduced to the Joker. And I almost had my pepper spray out. Whoa. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought, remember that bullet you sent me?
Remember,
and
she thought that, huh?
And then she added, ready? What? It got so crazy that there were times during filming that I had heart palpitations.
Not only
heart palpitations, but at one point I said, did I suffer from hearing loss?
Because that laugh.
Viola Davis?
That evil laugh will corrode the nerve endings in your ear.
I can't believe they're going to release this movie.
Listen up, kids. Viola Davis is playing both sides.
Just to recount.
Oh.
Attention, children.
She says she got introduced to the Joker and it was scary. That means there was somebody there to be like, hi, this is the Joker.
They did that.
And then she was just thinking to herself, remember that bullet you sent me? She was. Did she say hello? Or did she just stand there thinking it?
God, he sent her a bullet? Whoa.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to send.
Wow. Love letter.
That's a good thing to send to any woman.
Or any
if you're
person.
A man, just mail them a bullet.
All right, well, if the heart palpitations aren't caught on camera, then what does it matter?
She wasn't EKG'd at the time.
Well, I'm scared. I'm scared to see this
it
movie.
It finally happened.
I might have a heart palpitation watching it.
I saw this thing saying that movies are expecting to make a shitload of money. That can't be true, right? Sean, are you fucking insane?
It's gonna send people to the fucking hospital.
Here's what it is,
Sean.
Okay? They've discovered that whatever they say on the internet will happen.
Yeah,
will probably happen.
Oh, see,
People will read fake news stories and think they're real, and they'll get mad. And people will hear Suicide Squad is going to be a huge success, and they'll think, well, I better check that out.
So that's
what's going on there.
I remember hearing about this movie called The Tingler, and it sent people to the hospital with heart failure.
What?
Yeah, didn't it? Wasn't that like
100 years ago?
The Tingler. And it created all these problems. They had to get rid of the movie because it was killing the audience. And I'm just going on record right now. I don't want to see this and have someone in the theater. You know, I'm strong. I'm healthy. I eat right. My heart is in a good condition. But I don't know if I bring a date or someone with me or just someone else in the theater is going to have a heart attack, die next to me because the Joker is going to get him.
Jared Leto's a grown man, and he has embodied an evil clown.
No one likes clowns, too.
It's not that he's playing a role. He is that evil clown.
Yeah, he is him.
That's crazy.
What a method actor.
Well, no, Viola Davis met Leto.
You know what I love? I'm retiring the chair for just a second. It was comfy, but... All of these stories keep acting like he is the Joker. It's like the Joker's really there. You know what I know about the Joker? And I don't know much. I've read a couple Batman comics, right?
All
right. He's a criminal who kills people.
Yeah.
That's all I know about him.
Right.
Jared Leto has yet to do that one thing that I know about the Joker, so I don't think he really is the Joker.
You could be right.
He's mailing people like pig testicles and like rat feces. What comic is that from? That's not what the fucking Joker does.
The one where it sends the rat shit to Batman.
No, seriously, that's not the Joker. That's just like a crazy guy who's stalking people. That's just like a...
Hollywood.
That's just like a mental, sexual, deviant freak. I don't know. Just thought.
Maybe he's mental sexual.
Taking the 405 to work every morning. You'll be there.
Yeah.
Jared Leto.
I hate...
That town's crazy.
You, Jared Leto. I hate you.
I don't hate Jared Leto.
I know you watch this, and I hate you.
Yeah.
I bet you, honestly, does Jared Leto hate Jared Leto at this point?
Yes. Answer is yes.
Does he hear about these Joker news stories, and he's just like, oh my god, that didn't happen.
See, no, I called out...
Fucking stop.
I called out that little Seth Green guy.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, I don't like him, but you're going to go on a record and say you don't... I mean...
I just made a joke, but I've cracked something here.
Yeah.
What? This whole story is about what Margot Robbie. Viola Davis. Was thinking the whole time and never vocalized to Jared Leto. She met him. She thought some things. She didn't say anything. And then later, she was worried. Did Jared Leto actually do anything?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Jared Leto is tired of these Joker stories as well.
You think he hates it as much as we do?
He was probably just like, I was in character. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know.
I didn't mean to give you heart palpitations.
I want to. Yeah, you know what? If he comes out and says, hey, I'm sick of it too, then we're on the same team. But right now, I don't think
this
so.
This is not, you know what? Premiere weekend.
I'm changing sides now. I'm standing behind Leto.
No, that's a hard place to be.
I don't think Jared Leto actually wanted to give her heart palpitations. I don't think he wanted to freak her out that bad.
I think this whole thing is just getting spun out in social media. Wow.
He did use a Joker voice at a concert.
I think we need to give...
Unsolicited.
That's true.
You know what? I've been convinced that Jared Leto was, like, crazy. He was, like, a psycho clown killer.
Yeah.
I think he's just Jared Leto.
Now. Why are you touching the microphone?
That's the only way.
Kevin, get that.
Okay, show
that's
me another way.
That's the only way he could have done
it. He always touches the one that's like the most feeble.
That's the only way. I'm not fixing it anymore.
Guys, all I'm saying is give Jared Leto a second chance.
I'm not fixing it.
I think actually he's not actually a psycho killer. That just occurred to me.
Okay.
I'm sticking with it. I'm just floating that idea.
Here, just leave it.
I think Jared Leto's a regular guy, and he's sick of the Joker stuff.
Can I touch mine?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to touch it by the foam. You could grab the bracket.
Nah, it's fine.
Rocco knows what's up.
No, he doesn't. He's gonna do that shit.
I'll teach you how to handle it. anyway.
That's that.
Well, that was that.
Oh, that's it. I mean, we're out of time. I was going to say, I saw Blue Velvet in a movie theater.
Was it cool? I've never seen that ever.
It was in a movie theater. It's a cool movie, but if you've never seen it,
I mean, yeah, go watch it in a movie theater. It's a good movie. It was nothing like...
Were people, like, talking and cheering and stuff?
Yeah. There was one girl...
That's the midnight thing.
There was, it wasn't a midnight showing.
Was it?
There was just one girl...
That's rude.
Literally, one person who was, like, quoting the movie 30 seconds before the quote would happen.
God.
And just, like... Gary, you've seen the movie, so you'll get it. Just the whole time, the whole movie, she's just being like, fuck Heineken! Fuck Heineken! I think she was, or just...
drunk loudmouth.
Man.
Who couldn't keep her mouth...
It's just the whole theater was quiet, and then just one girl who, I get it. You've seen Blue Velvet. You know.
Yeah, that's nice. Shut up.
So, that happened the midnight showing of the thing. He yelled one thing, and the guy said, nope! And then the guy never said a word again.
Yeah, well, you know what? It started quietly with her, and then it would go. It was just enough for her not to get yelled at. It was like when the movie first started, she made a comment, and then it's like...
If the first comment gets a giggle, too, it gives them this...
Now they're the comedian.
And it was her with, like, seven friends, and they were like, they giggled, so, yeah. And it's about every 15, 20 minutes, there'd be another comment. And then towards the end, she got really excited.
Lindsay's so fun to take out.
You guys got to bring her out, because she's a wild card. She'll do whatever.
She's so much fun. She's the funnest friend we have.
Oh, yeah. And then she's always, like, laughing at all, like, the awkward, like, sexual beat-up scenes.
You're so funny. You should try stand-up.
You know, there's certain things, and we've talked about this before, there's certain things it's like you can only watch by yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't even know about that. I haven't seen that movie, so I can't say if it's that or not, but... Yeah, anything remotely sexual, it's like the whole crowd starts laughing. And it's like
that
we talked about.
Yeah.
We talked about that with like End of Evangelion. It's like one of the best movies ever.
Uh-huh.
But you watch it in a group and it's like,
yeah, some kids
jerked
can't,
off.
They can't handle like.
And it's like,
nudity.
I just want to watch this by myself. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, and there was a trailer. There was a commercial in the trailers for a laptop, a new laptop. It was a commercial before the movie for like a golden laptop. I think Microsoft is coming out with it. And it had all these things.
Cool.
The camera was like up close, like shooting down the side of the laptop. And it was like, literally, it was quotes like, the sexiest laptop ever created.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, that's funny. All right. And it was like, the body of this laptop is so sleek. And there was another comment later that was like, you won't be able to keep your hands off this laptop. And then I was there with my friend John. And I just went, dude, the editor wanted to fuck this laptop. And then he laughed, and so I made my one comment during the trailer. So
the trailer's fine.
So I felt like I couldn't tell her to shut up. So
no,
I made a comment. But
now you're allowed.
Anyways, Blue Velvet's a good movie if you've never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really want to see that because I only saw Mulholland Drive for the first time late last year.
Great.
And now that's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
I want to see his other
Blue Velvet's is pretty straightforward. Noir mystery, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
About teenagers.
Good starting spot for Lynch stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Very.
Good Lynch.
Okay. Well, I haven't started yet, so I'll start there. I'll go there.
I saw Secret Life of Pets. Don't really have much to say about it.
Okay.
But
did you see it by yourself?
No. Me and my girlfriend went.
Okay.
Oh, you forced her to go with that?
But, yeah, I forced her to go. I took her to go see it. We were actually going to see, she wanted to go see the Tarzan movie with Alexander Skarsgård in it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this came out, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't see shit for that.
Margot Robbie and Tarzan, me Jane, me Tarzan kind of thing going on. Alexander, Margot, I don't know, we didn't get there in time, so then
he didn't see it. Yeah.
Oh, so that was the plan, was to go to that.
Switch, that was the plan.
Because I'm
like,
you went out of your way to see The Secret Life of Pets?
Switched it up, like, last minute, it's like, well, fuck, dude. Well, let's just reroute and go see what's starting.
Let's reroute and see bullshit.
I would have.
Hey, it was packed full of kids.
Yeah, of course.
Couple I would have wished I could karate chop. You know what's weird is, like, that movie gets scary at times, and I noticed a lot of kids in the theater start popping up crying and getting, like, noisy and scared.
Get these kids out
see
your
of life
here.
Pets?
Yeah, there's some, like,
yeah,
you know, scary,
that's
some, like, scary snake animals that are, you know, menacing and...
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Man, these
it was cute.
Fucking lame.
A lot of comedians doing the voices. Yeah. It was...
Fucking wussy-ass kids.
Yeah.
I like this. The person quoting you, Margot Robbie, me Tarzan, me Jane.
You know. Oh, Alexander Skarsgård. Yeah, I think we're going to go see that sometime, but...
Yeah, okay.
See, Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Skarsgård. Did you see anything?
After the anime expo, I saw Finding Dory.
I saw Finding Dory, too. I liked it.
Better than Finding Nemo?
No, it was garbage.
Better than Wall-E?
Hey. Rocco's going to do the same thing that... Okay, go ahead.
This has been...
No,
this
I want to hear
this is,
your thing. For
oh, yeah, yeah. No, no, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought that it was a fun movie. The kids loved it. It was a kid's movie.
We don't want to hear the kids' review.
I thought it was a very touching movie. That there are times I always got a little choked up. I was like, oh man, this is rough. Not so much as I did in Finding Nemo, but I still thought it was a great movie, and I would recommend it to anyone.
Ellen's of all ages.
The past 10 CG movies everybody told me to see, I've left going, well, that was fun for kids. I don't. Got nothing from that, and that's how I felt about it.
You're waiting for Sausage
Party. Finding Dory was a lamer version of the first movie. I remember when they announced it, it was like, oh, that character fucking sucks. How are they going to make me care? And
they didn't. I guess they didn't. For me, it was. I was like, going. Oh, it doesn't matter.
What?
It was like. Thinking of it from the parents' perspective of, like, they lost their disabled daughter who has, like, this memory problem. It's like, oh, fuck, that's heartbreaking. And, like, that to me was like...
Eh, can't relate.
the problem for me is I really like the Pixar movies, but I never felt like it had any... There wasn't a fire lit under the movie's ass at all. Like, it was... Whereas the first one told perfectly set up the story of, okay, they lost their kid. But you have this heartbreaking opening sequence where... He's lost all his kids but one, and now he lost the last one. And it's like, oh my god, like, this is the reason I exist, and I can't let this go. And this one was like, oh shit, I have family.
I do agree that the first movie is better, and the reason for... I mean, I was definitely more invested in the first one, but I still thought this was a great movie.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah.
Did they leave it open for a trilogy?
No.
The Finding Trilogy? What would it be? Finding that shark.
I want to say that sea turtles. Before the movie, they always had the
Finding Crush. Yeah,
they had the Pixar short.
Yeah.
We have come so fucking far. That thing was like real. Like they were individual grains of sand were moving. Like the story itself, whatever. Sure. But the way that it looked,
yeah, it looked
holy
amazing.
Shit, it looked amazing. It was insane. Insane.
That short, if nothing else, I mean, it wasn't like their best short or anything, but I will say it was better than the last one.
I agree, too.
That fucking volcano
one. I hated
volcano one. Oh, my God. It was like being in an endless nightmare of that ukulele Hawaiian shit I hate.
I like that volcano.
Fuck that volcano.
Volcano, it was singing.
Fuck that volcano up his ass.
Wow.
Angry. I said that out loud in the theater.
There was that's what it's like when we're filming videos.
That's like Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
When they play an annoying Pixar short while we're filming.
There was a short before Secret Life of Pets. Oh, that's Universal.
That's copy.
Secret Life of what? Humans?
No, it was a short where the fucking despicable minions.
Oh, the minions! Are back.
They went the and despicable they minions. Formed a lawn care business and they mowed lawns.
What the?
Whoa!
Yo, what the?
What was the business called? What was it called?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm fucking serious. They stole some other guy's business equipment.
Oh, and those minions!
They went and mowed some old elderly people's lawns. And
oh, fuck those minions!
They were minions, Eric. One of them got blown up with a little yard blower. The other one got buzzed with the ride blower. Yeah, they're all fucked up.
Did they make the lawn look good or what?
Is there a disease out there that, like, the person who gets it deserves getting it? Because that's what the minions are like for our culture.
What do you call that?
You know, it's like, I used to hate the minions, but then it got so fucking pervasive and ridiculous.
It turned into such a meme.
I couldn't even hate the minions anymore. I was just like, I guess if you're into this shit, you deserve it. You're not fucking...
you deserve
You're not
it.
Educating yourself. You're not fucking doing anything with your life. You're watching fucking minion shit.
Dude, like, you deserve the minions.
Yeah, if you're into that, go hard.
You and the minions deserve each other.
You basically do.
You gotta be careful, though, because, like, there's people in our audience probably love the minions.
Good for you guys.
You deserve each other.
Honestly, buy more minion shit. Get a yellow fucking suit that you wear. Get some goggles. You should have like a little minion, like cane or umbrella, shoes. Because all that shit's out there.
It is.
It's all available to buy.
All that shit's out there.
You can get minion, like shower curtains, piggy banks, food utensils, plates. Like, make the minion house.
Yeah, make a minion house.
Please.
Speaking of movies, I was going to say, has everyone been, maybe, I don't know if you had the same experience as me, but reading everyone's Ghostbusters remake reviews has been so fun for me because everyone took what they already thought and yelled it louder. Like,
I haven't seen it yet.
Reviews came out and both sides of the issue went, Aha! I knew it! It was a piece of shit, just like I said since day one. I told you all you would suffer. And then just as many people going, well, sorry, Internet. It looks like it's a masterpiece. And it is the funniest movie of all time.
So
just like I said. And it's like everybody that's why I did both those videos, is just everyone is just taking and molding info to fit the thing that we're already yelling. And so it's been so fun reading. There's seriously two different voices repeating on my like Facebook timeline about, I told you on either side.
I want this movie just to go away.
Yeah, I'm
sick of Ghostbusters. This is Suicide Squad. Go
seriously
away.
I'm so impressed with both of the characters that you played.
Thank you.
One, the like sycophantic, I'm an influencer on YouTube, and the other one, a shirtless slob.
Yeah, who just wants to be mad all day.
Absolutely perfect. I love
and
both
of his only characters. And his only complaint about Melissa McCarthy, she's fat.
No, you heard rumors that she might be old.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, but you know, like nothing constructive to add to it. Right. Just wants to bitch. And then the other side, which is, oh my God, I praise everything, because everything is the best that it's ever been.
White Knight.
And it's like, yeah, both sides, just shut the fuck up.
Funny.
But I don't know, anybody here saw that, right?
No.
I watched it.
I was so close to going.
No, I'm talking, the movie, yeah.
No,
the movie
I almost saw it, because I haven't seen the other ones, and I thought that would be a funny angle. Oh,
okay. To go first to see that?
Yeah, see that movie first before the other ones. Because no one else can do that.
That was kind of funny.
No one else can do that but me.
Yeah,
so
sweet.
Maybe.
I'm going to have to go. My mom wants to go see it, so I'm going to take her.
I haven't seen it, but the one thing that I am hearing about it, and it's cracking me up, is there were people who were really being, like, vicious about ripping the old one apart. Like, hey, all you fucking losers who like Ghostbusters, guess what? Go watch the old one. Yeah. Dan Aykroyd, really funny when he gets his dick sucked by a ghost. Is that the kind of caliber writing you love?
I didn't even know what was happening when I was a kid.
And what's great about them attacking that is that the new one is all dick jokes.
Really?
All I've heard from everyone who saw it is like, wow, yeah, it is dick jokes every 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, the finale is a giant dick joke. It's like, so.
Spoiler!
Great.
Shit. Well, I'm going to go watch it right now. So, I'll see you guys later.
Do you want Ghostbusters 1 and 2 on DVD? I'll give it to you, because I'm getting rid of it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just clean it house.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
I don't like those movies. I used to when I was a kid, but they don't hold up.
I'm 100% on the same side as you. They do not hold up. I don't think they're
very good. It's a bummer,
I think they're charming, but they're not. I never thought they were, like, amazing.
It's some people really still hold them near and dear, but there's a couple movies that I really loved when I was a kid that just don't hold up for me as an adult. And it always bums me out, because I'm always like, fuck, I remember this being way cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like a friend has died or
but
something.
Even when I was younger, though, like, those movies never were mind-blowers to me. I always, I always loved, I think I've said it before on here, but I always loved Ghostbusters as a general thing more than, I loved Ghostbusters. I had all the toys,
the
I had all the stuff.
Ghostbusters,
but I was more into it as a concept, like hunting ghosts and stuff.
Yeah.
That was a bigger concept to me than just, like, the movies. I didn't really care about the movies.
I would always see the movies on TV and, like, catch them in between breaks and stuff. So, like, never see the full thing, but always just, like, watch it and really like it and love it as a kid.
I guess.
But then to sit down and actually watch it as an adult, I was like, okay.
I'll be the one that is on the contrary to your opinions, though, because that was, for me, I had it on VHS, and every day I was sick from school, that's what I would, like, sit on the couch and watch all day. It was, like, my tape with Ghostbusters on it. That was one thing that, like, I watched all the time, like, repeatedly, so it's just embedded in my brain.
Sure.
And watching it now, I remember when it came out on DVD, I picked it up, then when it came out on Blu-ray, I got it. And I'll watch that movie still every, maybe, like, I don't know, I probably haven't seen it in a year or so, but I'll watch that movie. It's probably my top five comedies that's in there.
Yeah, you've always.
For sure.
I've always
been a huge fan of, specifically the movie. I love the real Ghostbusters. Yeah. I love the toy line that I had a shit ton of. But that first movie. The second movie was good. Second movie, I feel like, maybe doesn't hold up as well. But the first one, for whatever reason, I have, like, a super deep connection to it.
And unless I played down my own thing.
The game? The NES game?
No.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't play. I had that when I was young, and we took it back.
I had it when I was young and couldn't play it, but it was Ghostbusters related, so I did all the time. Like, didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Sorry, did you have a...
Trying to think of other movies that I watched as an adult.
Oh, I'm just trying to end this podcast. We tried to end it 15 minutes ago.
What
happened to that? We were doing so good. I was so excited.
Sorry, Bustin makes us feel good.
Now we're 17 minutes over.
Junior.
What?
Oh, shit.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a late cast.
Okay, all right. Well,
yeah, we started like 20 minutes late, so we got three more minutes.
Yeah? The salmon jerky?
Can't smell it?
When I was a kid, my friend's dad always had tuna jerky. Always.
I love seafood, but man, I can't do that.
No?
Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
I don't want dry fish.
Liked it. I dry
it's gotta be wet for this guy.
I dry oatmeal.
It's gotta be wet. I wanna be the wettest oatmeal in the building. And I look like $1 million though.
Well, let's check in with the chat. Looks like Sean's having a bad acid trip.
Sean,
try
to recall one of the worst acid trips you've ever had and simulate it on camera and we'll end it.
Yeah, see what it's like.
Yeah, pretend to have an acid trip. And Kevin, do something like trippy with the camera.
Yeah, do trippy camera tricks.
In camera edits.
Okay, yeah, he's loosening up all the knobs. Oh, he's going dials. Oh,
Kevin's about to go nuts.
You pay for the head.
This is about to be
he's got the Dutch angle.
This is about to be like the Beatles love.
Hey, put the thing behind him.
Yeah, now I'm going to do this.
Oh, cool. Where'd he go? He's tripping so hard he left this plane.
Hey, while he's getting this ready, do you want to give some final thoughts while he's getting this ready?
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
I gotta say, honestly, Kickapoo,
yeah,
I think it was better hot.
Better hot than cold. You heard it here first.
If you're just tuning in for the last 2 seconds of this podcast, this is Jabril from SCFD Science. Check him out. He has his own YouTube channel. He helps us out filming with some videos sometimes. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sean. LSD trip.
Wee wee wee.
That's how it starts. Okay, he's going for the slow burn.
And I see colors.
He's going for the... doesn't kick right in.
Dude, that's just what it's like.
And then, like,
this guy took a small dose. Because
the walls are bleeding a little bit.
That's not what happens.
No? You don't fucking know. This guy doesn't fucking know.
I'm thinking about mushrooms. Wikipedia. Yeah, we read the wiki.
Woo-hoo! Well, what happens in acid? I don't know. What is it?
On acid.
Yeah.
You feel a new emotion that you've never felt before. It's described as feeling the color purple. So that's all I know for you to work with. Apparently, lights look infinitely good.
Okay, yeah. One second.
Infinitely good.
Okay. Infinitely good. Somebody once said it was like Disneyland for your mind. Whatever you want to happen will happen.
Hey, I like Disneyland.
Bill Gates made an iPhone off.
Fuck.
This guy's on
drugs. This is the acid.
Ow!
Sorry,
this is the
acid. Make
the
iPhone! Make your iPhone!
I'm tripping! What's the
tripping?
Yeah, this is fucked up.
I'm tripping on acid! Make the iPhone now!
Alright.
Alright.
You know what?
Thanks
for watching, everybody.
It gets you really high.